Praised be Jesus and Mary. As you know, the church allows the Franciscans their own special calendar in which they give special veneration to one or more of the holy women who have helped establish the order by their blood, develop it by their labors or edify it by their virtues. But in addition to those whom the order honors by a special designation or has inscribed in her calendar, you know, how many more martyrs are there whose names are not recorded? How many humble virgins and holy penitents? How many unknown third order members, you know, fathers and mothers whose merits are known only to God and His heavenly court? You know, and should we forget those, you know, who remember us, you know, before the throne of God in their intercession? Maybe some among them are our relatives, ancestors, you know, friends with whom we have lived. And today, you know, we have the opportunity to thank God, you know, if at other times we forget, for their aid, you know, for their love. And today, we have that opportunity. In the Franciscan calendar, we celebrate all Franciscan saints today. And the Franciscans encourage us, you know, to offer this homage by raising this day to the rank of a feast so that we make a special note of it. Our place in heaven, too, is awaiting us, you know, in their eternal light and peace and love, if we but persevere to the end in the fulfillment of God's will. And we read in the Book of Wisdom, let us be solicitous to render ourselves worthy of that chaste generation, so beautiful amid the glory where it dwells. You know, may all the saints of the Franciscan order pray for us as we honor them today.